92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's that time of year. Expect to see more people around you getting sick, especially after Thanksgiving gatherings. Staff from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services say flu activity is fairly low, but increasing. Looking at their data maps, there's definitely a pocket of influenza that has spread right here in the Madison area. They're actually seeing the most positive tests for rhinovirus and enterovirus right now. About 50% of colds are caused by those viruses, but they can also cause hand, foot, and mouth disease. And of course, we're now officially in the holiday season where people are gathering, hugging, sharing food. DHS staff recommend being up to date on vaccinations for flu and COVID-19, washing your hands a ton, and of course, if you're sick, stay home. They'd previously told us that far fewer Wisconsinites had gotten flu shots this year, but they say it's never too late. They say after last week, those virus numbers could begin to spike quickly. The DHS has a new page that tracks respiratory illnesses. You can find it on their website. Meanwhile, some lawmakers want Wisconsinites to start paying for things like biking or foraging on public land, which has always been free. Maddie Schaefer has more.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing bills seeking to raise more revenue for the Department of Natural Resources by imposing fees for outdoor activities like hiking on public land. One of the bills would create an official hiking permit costing $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and older. Another bill would create an official permit for foraging on state-owned land, which would cost $40 for adults and $20 for children over 12. State Republicans say the proposed bills could help cover a $16 million shortfall in the agency's budget.
Finding cultural foods can be difficult if you don't have the right places around. But now the Hmong community has a new choice in Sun Prairie. Parker Olson has more.
Thank you for being here. You know, like we've been going to the other stores and, you know, it's just we don't have a lot of options here in Sun Prairie. So this is really nice. It's convenient. It's closer.
That's the review customers give Zi Yang and her family's new business in Sun Prairie. Just off the highway is Nolan's Hmong Market, open 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a family-owned market that provides a cultural taste to the community. Yang says that it was an idea that came to her during a trip to Florida. Even in Asian stores, she couldn't find what she was looking for. Her shop addresses the needs of a sizable Hmong population in the area. The new business roots from something even nearer and dearer.
My son, he said, I want to have the Hmong store, Mom. Like, he always asked to go to the Hmong store, right? Because he knows the product. And when we go to, like I was telling you, other Asian stores, they don't have the things, they don't carry the things that we normally use. So he's really used to having everything that he likes on the shelf.
The market is named after him. Nolan takes charge in the store, talking with customers and stocking the shelves. He and his parents even give customers recommendations for flavors and recipes.
If you ever want to try something different and you're like, hey, Z, what is the recipe or how do I use this? Like, I'm always really open to share that with people.
They also have Hmong clothes and other items that are difficult to find anywhere else. The market thrives on carrying anything Hmong that you'd need.
Belt, you need earrings, you need, you know, jewelry, necklace, outfits. We carry those. Some of those are handmade here in the United States. Some are shipped from overseas.
Yang says Nolan's Market has those items because it's important for the local Hmong community to have a one-stop shop that meets their needs for cultural items. Everything from different kinds of rice to traditional hats.
That's Parker Olson reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that 7-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickell.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a little light snow on the way today, less than an inch of accumulation with a high right around 24 this afternoon. A little light snow could linger into this evening. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping to around 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 25. Looks like we could see a little more snow Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.